Now you come in chapter 25 to a remarkable chapter, because now Jeremiah, he spells out the captivity and even gives the length of time that they'll go into captivity. In chapter 25, verse 9, "Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant." Remember now, Daniel had led this man into a saving knowledge of God. "And will bring him against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them, and make them an astonishment, and a hissing, and a perpetual desolation." Now, a great many people wonder why the land of Israel is not the land flowing with milk and honey today. A great water shortage is over there today. They desperately need water. Now, why is that true? God says, "I intend to make it a perpetual desolation. I intend to let the world know I've judged not only a people, but a land. And the judgment of God is upon that land specifically, as the curse of sin is in the entire earth. This earth is not producing near what it's capable of producing, because the curse of sin is upon it. Now God says, "Moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle." God is taking away from them, he says, all the fun they've been having, and no more marrying and giving in marriage, the sound of the millstone, business, commerce was going to end, and the light of the candle that's at home in the evening. There'll be no more of that. "And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. When God's dealing with the nation Israel, he deals with a calendar. He'll spell out the time. When he's dealing with the church, there's no time given. And you and I have no right today to say that even the Lord Jesus is coming soon. How do you know that? You don't know it. We have not been given a calendar. Now somebody says, "But McGee, you say you believe he's coming soon." That's right, and I say it right now. I believe he's coming soon. You want to know something? I don't know. We just don't know. And we have no right to say he's coming soon. We can just say we believe it. That's as far as we can go. Verse 12, "It shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolations." Now, God has done that. There's no argument here. If you want to argue this, you're arguing semantics, and you're not arguing prophecy. God has accomplished this.